Chapter 86. Peepers did not hesitate. With amazing speed, he whacked Elena in the back of the head with his .22 and shoved the shotgun forward. As Elena fell unconscious, face first into the carpet, Peepers swung the .22 up toward Jesse's right side and fired. And in that briefest of seconds between the muzzle flash and explosion, Jesse dived to his right to try to catch the bullet with his body. As he dived, he prayed. He bargained, too. He prayed for the bullet to hit him anywhere, as long as it didn't make it past him. Dying was the least of his fears. As he fell, there was a second shot, and a third, louder shot. Then the front door flung open, and Vinnie Morris, Jesse's ace card, came into the den. It was already too late. Jesse thumped to the floor, unwounded, waiting. And there it was, the thing he had prayed so mightily against, the thing he had bargained silently to prevent, a second thud. He rolled over, sick with fear and regret at what he knew he would find. There was Diana Evans, a red dot above the bridge of her nose and blood on her blouse above her heart, dead on the floor behind him. Healy stood behind her, in his hand an old Smith & Wesson .38, smoke drifting up out of its barrel. Peepers was screaming. Jesse turned to look at him, and when he did, Peepers smiled at him through the pain. The little man's lower abdomen was covered in blood.
"Let me have him, Jesse," Vinnie Morris said. "For Gino and for you, let me have him."
Jesse looked up at Healy and over to Suit, who was wriggling his body to get close to Elena. Both men nodded yes as the wail of sirens imposed themselves into the conversation. "Out the back," Jesse said. And with that, Vinnie Morris slammed his fist into Peeper's face. He gathered the man's lapels in one hand and dragged him up to his feet. They were out the back door a full 20 seconds before Molly, Peter Perkins, and Gabe Weathers came barreling into the house. When they got there, Healy was cutting the tape off Elena Wheatley's neck and checking to make sure the cut on the back of her head wasn't severe. Suit had managed to get close enough to her to lay his head on her thigh. And Jesse was cradling Diana in his arms.